I felt that strange excitement again, that weird sense of elation, as though I was going to discover something crucial to my understanding of Susanna, and I tried hard to caution myself to be sensible and to remember the many disappointments already. But I knew, as I walked rapidly back towards the city centre, that of course I had to try to track down George Senhouse. Maryport was not far away, nearer than Whitehaven, but I didn't necessarily need to go there at all. I could get the number from directory inquiries and telephone. Almost back in the city, I stopped and leaned on the stone bridge and watched the water. The traffic on the road behind me was so heavy and noisy, it wasn't exactly the place to stand and stare, but I wanted to pause and calm myself down, and I liked the river. Luckily, I saw a man taking his dog down some hidden steps, and I followed him and walked a little way along the bank in the opposite direction to him. It was too wet to sit on the grass, but I came to a big log and perched there for a moment, just leaning against it. Susanna had been a mere visitor in Glebe House. There had been nothing of her there permeating the atmosphere. She'd been in and out of it all those years ago, and left nothing of herself in it. Only a lingering wisp of memory in the minds of two elderly people. I took the address book out of my bag and fingered it. Such a little item, full of half promises. I ran my finger down the torn alphabet and stopped at M. An hotel in Manchester, another in Malvern, and an address, of course, in Maryport. How simple puzzles are if you know the solution first. I tore the page out and put it carefully in my wallet. I wouldn't try fitting the name Senhouse to this address and getting a phone number until I was home. Meanwhile, I had something to do. I looked around and found some small stones, and tearing a piece off the street map, I made a parcel out of it all, tying it securely with an elastic band I'd used to pull back my hair. Then I threw the package into the river, where it sank immediately and was pulled away underneath by the force of the current. I felt relieved. More than relieved. Pleased.